Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The Brain Masseur desires the pleasure of your company at our third annual Lights On Banquet, November 14 at the Lighthouse. Enjoy a succulent tri-tip meal served up by Habit Wired owner Lou Silva. And this year's God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit will include a beautiful leather-bound Bible provided by the Lighthouse, an awesome .45 loaded Springfield pistol with night sights and beautiful beaver wood grain grips with 5-inch steel barrel and upgraded trigger and safety, a stunning addition to your collection, provided courtesy of Pat and Patricia Nickel, owners of Pat's Automotive. But this year, we have an additional prize to the winner of the God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit. Phil Tate, owner of Tate's Avocado, called to offer a diamond membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Institute, where you can receive top drawer training in the use of your firearm. I will be discussing details with Mr. Tate more when I return from Maryland, but from what I saw on the website, a diamond membership is a value of at least $500 from Front Sight. Can't list all the benefits, but the bottom line is you get first-class treatment at a first-class firearms training facility. And when I learn more details, I'll pass them on to you. So, the God and Gunclinger's Home Defense Kit this year includes 3 great prizes, a leather-bound Bible, a 1911 Springfield 45, and a Front Sight diamond membership, a succulent tri-tip dinner, and moi, a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. Call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000 to reserve your seats today. The seats are $10 through midnight, November 5. After that, the prices go up, so call today. Are you concerned about Ebola becoming an epidemic in America? How loud do we need to scream at these people to secure our borders and shut down flights coming in from areas plagued by this disease? What are they thinking to tell a healthcare worker who had been dealing with Ebola patients, who had reported to them having a low-grade fever, that it was okay for her to travel to Ohio? So Nurse Amber took a jet plane from Texas to Ohio, and while in Ohio, came into contact with at least a half dozen people, including a school teacher in Cramwood, I think it's called. Well, now she has full-blown Ebola, and everyone on that flight, and who came into contact with her while in Ohio, and the entire school of the teacher who had contact with Vincent, well, they're all, shall we say, nervous. I understand Nurse Amber Vincent asked CDC whether she was clear to travel, and they gave her the green light. What is that about? What is with these people and their total lack of common sense? She was in close proximity to a patient dying of Ebola virus, handling his blood and so on. And okay, so she was following all the protocols, but she reported a low-grade fever and was cleared by CDC to travel. And we know that Obama refuses to use his executive powers for anything that does not have to do with furthering his political agenda. We've seen that. But you've got to wonder about this. Why not stop all flights from countries dealing with an outbreak of this disease? Or at least require a 21-day quarantine for all travelers before they get on the plane? Why not shut down the borders right now? Not only for concerns about Ebola, by the way, but also for concerns about the 10 ISIS Arabs who were caught crossing illegally a while back. Why won't this president do the things he's empowered to do to protect and serve the people of the United States? Why is the top dog at CDC say asinine things like closing the borders, quote, increases people's distrust of government, making them less likely to cooperate to help stop the spread of Ebola, end quote. How stupid does this character think that we are? To patronize us with this insulting apparent presumption of our ignorance. I mean, really, like telling us sealing our borders from outbreak countries will make it harder to get supplies into those countries as if we're so stupid we think sealing our borders means that there would not be an exception for sending supplies and personnel into those countries to help them. And this idea that people are going to find a way to get here anyway, you know, and if we slap down travel restrictions, then they won't cooperate and that will make it more difficult to track them down. Good night. And all of this somehow is going to make people distrust government? Well, that's what Tom Frieden, chief of CDC, has told us. He explained it so eruditely, talking like a Harvard. No, that's his brother. His brother went to Harvard. Tom went to Yale. Anyway, I've got a question. If stopping Ebola risk travelers from coming into America does not reduce the risk of an outbreak in America and, in fact, potentially increases the risk of outbreak here, why are you quarantining that NBC crew? You know? And why, Mr. Obama, President-elect, did you sign an order allowing for our military to be quarantined before they're allowed to return? I thought that didn't work. Yeah, did you catch that one? Obama signed an order allowing for military personnel to be quarantined 21 days before being allowed to return home. He sends 4,000 of our troops into these Ebola outbreak countries, says they can be quarantined for 21 days before they re-enter the United States, but refuses to apply the same restrictions to anyone else in those countries or who comes to this country through one of those countries. Does this make any sense to anyone? Let's try to sort this out. According to the Obama administration, we cannot close the borders because, one, it will not decrease the risk of an outbreak. Two, it will in fact potentially increase the risk of outbreak because then travelers will distrust government and refuse to cooperate. Three, it does not work anyway because people will find a way to get here. Okay, then why are you closing the border to Americans who have traveled into outbreak countries, which at present are Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea? Are you not restricting their travel because you are concerned about them coming into our communities and spreading the virus? Of course that is the reason. Then why don't you have the good sense to realize you should likewise restrict all travelers coming from or through those countries? If you want to know what increases our distrust of government, it's stupidity like this. And my dear friends, even CNN seems to be getting it. Quote, CNN reports, in an unprecedented move to protect U.S. troops that might be exposed to Ebola, U.S. military commanders are being given the authority to quarantine troops for 21 days at a Defense Department facility where they will be monitored for signs of the disease and treated if they do contract the virus, a Defense Department memo explained. This precaution is in line with Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and World Health Organization protocols for Ebola, but stand in stark contrast with the Obama administration's reluctance to institute the same precautions for civilians from West Africa countries currently experiencing the worst Ebola epidemic on record. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters Wednesday that a travel ban is something that's not on the table at this point. End quote. Of course, anyone traveling through or from one of those countries ought to be required to clear 21 days of quarantine. The fact is, obviously, the Obama administration is not concerned that travel bans potentially increase the spread of Ebola. That's smoke. He's concerned about something else. And it's so important to him, he is willing to expose America to increased risk of Ebola outbreak here among our fellow Americans. What is it that is so important to Obama that he would risk an outbreak of Ebola in America? Well, it's the November elections, my friends, of course. It's always a political thing with him. He does not want the Ebola issue to become an election issue, at least not until he can find a way to ensure it will hurt the Republicans and not the progs. They are busy trying to find a way to do that, and they're floating out a few jabs in that direction. Here's one suggesting that the cases of Ebola occurring here are somehow related to Republicans cutting back on CDC budget. Now, I've got a chart showing that funding for CDC peaked in 06 under a Republican-controlled Congress. Are you listening to me? And the steepest cuts to that budget were in 07, and the next steepest cut was in 08, and in both of those years, both houses of Congress were under the control of the Democrats. And in one of them, they controlled all of it, both houses of Congress and the White House. Yet these liberal liars make it out that the Republicans are solely responsible for cutting the CDC emergency fund, and they make the absurd claim that doing this is responsible for the outbreak of Ebola in Liberia. So that's likely to backfire on them. Let me close with two observations. The first one is that partisan politics is leading this nation to ruin. Leaders whose allegiance is to their party and not to the flag, and you know what I mean, are the bane of good government. George Washington warned us about this in his farewell address. What to do about that is the subject for my live brain massage November 14 at the Lighthouse, hosting our third annual Lights On Banquet. As for my second observation, it segues into the next segment. There is another aspect to this resistance to react to this Ebola outbreak in a sensible and reasonable manner. And it goes back to how we responded to the outbreak of HIV/AIDS in this country among the homosexuals. Some of my listeners were not around when that dreaded disease first creeped out of the homosexuals' closets. In fact, at first it was called GRID, gay-related immune deficiency. But because the homosexual community bullied key people in the medical industry, they were finally successful at getting the American Psychiatric Association, for example, to remove homosexuality from the list of mental illnesses. They were able to bully the powers that be to rename the disease HIV/AIDS. They were able for a while to interfere with efforts to require blood donors to reveal whether they were homosexual, and even prevented for a while the politicians from requiring testing of all blood to ensure it was free of HIV before it was used in transfusions, which, by the way, did result in some cases of infected blood getting into patients via transfusions. It was a nightmare. And so this idea of having policies, political policies, shaped by sensitivity to the carriers of the disease rather than by concern for the safety of the general population, it started with HIV outbreak in the homosexual community. As you've heard me say often, embracing homosexuality in our culture will corrupt values at such a core level that it will make us socially insane. Homosexuality is insanity, by the way. It's a mental disorder that is rooted in deep-seated rebellion against God, which puts that man, so rebellious, at odds with nature itself, even his own nature. It's as insane as a man thinking he's a woman, or a man thinking he's a cow, or a man thinking he's a dog. It's as insane as a man or a woman thinking they can marry their dog or horse. And there is no way for a culture to twist their mind and heart into a shape willing to embrace homosexuality as a norm without setting in motion a distortion of the soul and mind that will bring all moral restraint to a point of collapse, as social morals will degenerate into darker and darker things, and diseases will rise and become stronger and stronger, overtaking our children. America, we must repent of this abandonment of God and His Bible and return to the old paths. Where's the good way, Bible Thump Alert? Bible Thump Alert, thus saith the Lord. Stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Jeremiah 6:16, and of course that led to their destruction. I hope you don't make that decision. I'll be right back.
Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com for an archive of great brain massage shows that you can download and distribute to others free of charge. If you want to give us a gift to help with broadcasting costs, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and click on the donate button, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457.
King David wanted to bring the Ark of God into Jerusalem. God's prophet encouraged him and told him it was God's will. For this very special project, David commissioned the building of a brand new cart to carry the precious Ark of God. As they rolled down the road, they hit a bump. To keep the Ark from falling off the cart, the driver reached out and touched it. This brought death to the driver. David became afraid of the Lord. He sent the Ark away and he went home troubled. Later, David understood from the scripture that the only proper way to transport the Ark was for the priests to carry it. He decided to try it again, and this time he did it according to God's instructions. And everything worked out beautifully. David was a good man with good motives, but his plan was flawed. Many good men with good motives are attempting to do a good work, but they're doing it the wrong way, and it has brought spiritual death to our churches. Are you in a new cart church? Come to an old path church this Sunday. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.
Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com for an archive of great brain massage shows that you can download and distribute to others free of charge. If you want to give us a gift to help with broadcasting costs, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and click on the donate button, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Love him or hate him, the Brain Masseur is going to make you think. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Clear this date, November 14, it's a Friday evening. Will you join Becky and me for a succulent tri-tip dinner provided by Lou Silva of Have It Wired? Only $10 per seat. You'll think about it? How about if I throw in a chance to win a God and Gunclingers home defense kit? And what if I told you that the God and Gunclingers home defense kit this year includes the spiritual sword, a leather-bound Bible provided by the Lighthouse, and a physical sword like what Jesus told us to procure, and that this year it would be a loaded Springfield 45 with 5-inch steel barrel wood grain beaver grips, upgraded sights, trigger, and safety, brand new, with 2 7-load mags and carrying case. Provided by Pat Nickel of Pat's Automotive. Getting interested? Good. How about we sweeten the deal a little more and add a Front Sight Diamond membership, provided courtesy of Phil Tate of Tate's Avocados. Folks, this package is valued at well over $2,000. Ready to call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000 to reserve your seats. Come on. Almost persuaded? Okay. I know what'll do it. I'll add to the evening a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. That did it. Answering service is jammed. Keep calling till you get through. Leave your message and we'll get back to you. Call 1-888-770-8000. Now, how can I get you to call right now? Let's see. I know. Look, this is a ridiculously good deal. These seats should be sold for $100 per plate. After all, we're trying to fund the Brain Massage radio show, and $10 a plate for this event is way underpriced. So if you call between right now and November 1st, 2014, you'll get your reservation for $10. After November 1st, the price is going to go up, 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 sort of like airfare. You know, the earlier you reserve your seat, the better price you're going to get. So reserve your seat right away. Call 1-888-770-8000. I know I had you at dinner with Becky and me, right? Enjoying Lou's famous Santa Maria-style tri-tip served up with Lighthouse Hospitality, but the rest just makes it all that much more fun. So call 1-888-770-8000. You've got that number by now, I'm sure. And reserve your place at the 3rd Annual Lights On Banquet, November 14 at the Lighthouse. Okay, folks, it's time for the second segment of the Brain Massage Show. I'm sure you have heard about the latest Texas dust-up where lesbian Houston Mayor Anise Parker has led the city of Houston to subpoena, quote, the sermons and other pastoral communications, end quote, of a named group of pastors with the threat that if they fail to comply, they will be held in contempt of court. Houston city legislators passed a non-discrimination ordinance last June. In response to that, 50,000 citizens in Houston signed a petition to put a referendum on the ballot to give the good citizens of Houston a chance to voice their opinion about all this. 50,000 signatures far exceeds the 17,269 that is needed to force the city council to put the matter before the people in a vote. So, what did the council do? Well, they did what is being done all over the country, especially in my state of California. They spat in the faces of the voters and trampled on the rule of law and asserted their dictatorial intent to bully the people into submission to their determination to force their immorality on their community, and arbitrarily dismissed the signatures for, quote, alleged irregularities, end quote. Now, get a load of this. It's called the bathroom bill. Yeah, this ordinance. It's one of those ridiculous transgender-promoting laws that requires, for example, your wife to share a restroom with a very confused man who thinks he's a woman or desires to identify as and with women. Perhaps so he can get into the ladies' restrooms? This is sick, folks. I mean, it's disgusting, perverted, it's sick. And when I say sick, I mean to take full advantage of the intended double entendre. It's spiritually sick, physically sickening, and medically advancing a behavior that is deathly sickening, literally. And when opponents of the bathroom bill filed a lawsuit against the mayor and city secretary and city of Houston over the illegal dismissal of their referendum, the city responded by issuing subpoenas of a select group of pastors. Interestingly, however, none of the pastors named in the suit or named in these subpoenas were parties to the lawsuit. Anyway, the pastors subpoenaed were part of a group of 400 Houston area churches that opposed the ordinance. Now, folks, this is flagrant. I mean, it is out of your mind flagrant disregard for the First Amendment. And need I remind you of the number of times I've said the homosexuals are bullies who are intent on forcing their immorality on every community that will give them place. Embracing the homosexual agenda will necessarily lead to a loss of liberty. I've been saying that for years. It is impossible to grant special rights for homosexuals without displacing the fundamental rights of everyone else. Now, here you have the First Amendment under assault in the name of protecting homosexual rights to, what, not be talked about? I mean, do homosexuals have a right not to be told that their behavior is sinful? Good night, we tell adulterers their behavior is sinful, and any number of other categories of sinful activity as being sinful. Why should homosexuals have a special right, a special privilege in society that robs everyone else of the freedom of speech, of the First Amendment protection of the freedom of religion. Granting special rights and privileges to any group necessarily abrogates the roots of others outside that group, and in particular, yielding to the homosexual agenda will necessitate abrogating virtually all our fundamental rights one after the other. You watch, the more of the homosexual agenda you accept, the more of your rights you're going to have to yield and give up. I said, you will lose your liberties in direct proportion to how much ground you yield to the perverse homosexual agenda. I wonder if Ms. Parker would like a copy of this sermon. So a lawsuit has been filed to gain an injunction against the city to quash these subpoenas and end this witch hunt. Remember the story of Sodom? The Sodomites surrounded the house of Lot and demanded he send out the men in his house so they could know them, a biblical term for intercourse. And although blinded by the angels for their wickedness, they continued to grope at the door of Lot's house, demanding he turn his guests over to them. And I'm aware of the fact that not all homosexuals are okay with what the gay rights crowd is up to. But it's sort of like the Muslim thing, you know, those Muslims who are not comfortable with the wild rhetoric of, say, ISIS, but seem to be way too quiet about it. The same thing is true of the homosexual communities, and probably for the same reasons. If they did stand up and speak out, they would get pummeled, I mean, say, stoned by their communities. So while I'm offering this caveat, it comes with a challenge to the gay people who actually are uncomfortable with the idea of forcing their views of morality on society generally to stand up and speak out. But apparently, most of them believe, like the Sodomites, that they have the right to force their vile lifestyle on everyone else, and even to go so far as to take away the First Amendment rights of their neighbors. I wish you had listened to me 20 years ago when I began saying granting special rights to homosexuals will necessarily lead to encroachment upon the fundamental rights of everyone else. These cannot live side by side. Freedom of religion is antithetical to the granting of special rights to homosexuals, or any other group for that matter. And here is what is coming next. A recognition of that truth, an admission of the truth that granting special rights to any group necessarily leads to the abridgment of the rights of others not in that group. And then they will argue that the religious group is a subgroup within society enjoying special rights others don't have. But that is a lie. And I'll address it more thoroughly in an upcoming show, but it's a lie. Human beings, all human beings, have a religious nature. They have beliefs that shape values, and all of them in one form or another attach certain rituals or ceremonies or build certain institutions to express and to propagate those beliefs, even if it's a system of fastidiously avoiding ritual in service to their ideology. It's the same thing, even though it's the antithesis of it. You understand, human beings have a religious aspect to their nature. All men take some things on faith and establish institutions and so on in support of their beliefs and to promote their beliefs. And that, for all intents and purposes, is a function of their religious nature. However, when someone grants special rights to a group like homosexuals, those rights apply only to a certain select group, whereas religious freedom applies to everybody. Now, you have a Texas mayor demanding that preachers surrender their sermons to her, and some preachers have gotten together with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, and they have filed a lawsuit against the mayor and the city to quash the effort to stifle free speech, and make no mistake, that's what this is about. Of course, the city is masquerading it all as an effort to discover in a lawsuit. Or in other words, since an earlier lawsuit had been filed, the city is pretending to require these sermons as evidence in an ongoing case against the city. The argument is that the city has an interest in the sermons because it alleges the pastors used their pulpits to encourage voters to sign the referendum, something the city alleges is against the law. Now that's interesting, isn't it, that it's against the law for preachers to encourage their people to act on their Christian conscience, to be guided by their Christian conscience, to oppose laws that are contrary to their beliefs. What? So political groups have a right to speak their mind on issues like this, but Christians do not? Okay, it's that tax-exempt thingy. Well, any church that traded their freedom of speech for a tax deduction is backslidden, has become a state church, and deserves a good spanking. But no church that has tax-exempt status has forfeited their right to freedom of speech, nor sold their conscience to the government. That day is coming, perhaps, in America, but it's not here yet. The laws are such that so-called 501c3s, which we don't have that, by the way, our church does not, but 501c3 organizations can engage in any political issue relevant to their interests, only they cannot come out in support of a particular candidate, that's all. But they can certainly preach criterion by which candidates should be evaluated by their members. Anyway, the point is, the lesbian mayor knows full well this is about intimidating the pastors who have risen in opposition to her effort to force her immorality down the throat of her neighbors in Houston. I mean, there's no way the sermons of these pastors, who are not even a party to the suit in question, by the way, would have any bearing at all on the case. She knows that she has no standing to demand pastors to surrender their sermons to her. We're not in Russia, old Russia, or to the city attorneys and so on. She knows that conservative preachers have a right to redress grievances against the government equal to any progressive preacher, such as Jesse High Jackson, thank you, Savage, or Michael Sharptongue. I think that's also a Savage saying. Anyway, if these yahoos can jump into every political debate of interest to their agenda, certainly conservative pastors can and should, by the way. So she knows all of that, so I'm sure she's trying to intimidate the pastors in Houston, Texas, which I think she's going to find out was a big mistake. I mean, she's waking the sleeping giant. But if she did not know these things, if she is so ignorant of the Constitution and the heritage of this country, and for heaven's sakes, the heritage of Texas, well, the state attorney general has disabused her ignorance, stepping in to enlighten her, and he asked her, quote unquote, that she would withdraw the subpoenas, and she's beginning to back off. So we'll see where this goes. You see, folks, some things are just part of nature as God designed it, and you cannot alter it without creating great damage. And you need to understand that there is a point of intersection between the physical and the spiritual, where if you pervert the spiritual, it destroys the natural or physical. Did you get that? If you pervert the spiritual, you destroy the physical. It happens every time. One simple example, it's in front of our faces all the time. If you pervert the spiritual aspects of sex, you bring death and destruction into the physical aspect of that. If you violate God's spiritual laws governing this, you bring God's judgment into the physical world. You cannot defy God without consequences. You cannot defy the Creator's design. If you operate contrary to natural law, you bring destruction into nature.
Bible thump alert.
Bible thump alert. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. If you invest in the fleshly appetites that are contrary to God and His laws, you will reap corruption. If you invest in the Spirit's appetites, which are after God and His laws, you will reap life everlasting. As for the ongoing war between the homosexual agenda and that crowd and the conservatives defending traditional marriage and traditional gender roles of distinction between male and females, according to physical birth characteristics of normal healthy babies, there will only be a growing polarization between these as each side entrenches itself in this culture war. One side has to win and the other side has to lose. And the reason is not that the Christians will not leave the homosexuals alone. Interestingly enough, it's because the homosexuals, by the very nature of that mindset, must corrupt the conscience and core values of all around them before they will be content. And even then, they will continue to war against nature and nature's God. And that cannot end well. Remember Sodom. Proverbs 29, verse 27. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. And never the twain shall meet. Some, like Olstein, for example, will attempt to remove the divinely instituted enmity God placed between the righteous and the wicked, but they will never prevail. It's as natural as gravity. Either the wicked will prevail and define the mores of a community, or the righteous will. And the way it's going right now, looks like the wicked are gaining the high ground. And it's time that we wake up. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see that they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000 and say lights on if you agree with what I'm saying, lights off if you disagree. So give me a call. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Too busy for commitment? Not sure about curbing the old habits? Maybe purity isn't your cup of tea. If this is you or someone you know, then forget about Lighthouse Baptist Church. It's clearly not for you. What you need is church light. Don't know where one is? No problem. Every city is filled with them.
Invading the territory usurped by the devil through lies and liars, Pastor Scheidbach is charging the gates of hell. He wants to know if you've got his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457.
Want to help us slay the dragons of deceit with the sword of the Spirit? Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457.